In some ways, Belgium is already divided. To the north lies Flanders, where Dutch is spoken. To the south lies Wallonia, where people speak French. There is also a small German-speaking community. The country's French and Flemish speakers have their own governments, media, schools, and sports teams. There is little intermarriage, and increasingly, young people are learning English as their second language rather than each other's dialects. Calls for a formal split are growing louder, mostly in Flanders. The idea is championed by the far-right Vlaams Belang, or Flemish Bloc Party, whose popularity has surged in recent years. During an interview at the Flemish Parliament in Brussels, Vlaams Belang leader Philip de Winter says there is nothing holding the two regions together.
I don't think that Flemish people and the Walloon people have anything in common. Yes, maybe we have the king, the beer and chocolate, but that's all I think. For the rest, we don't speak the same language, we have a different type of economy, we even have different political majorities. And we have another way of life, our cultural identity is completely different.
Many Dutch speakers appear to agree. A poll published earlier this month found nearly half of all Flems want an independent Flemish state. Many of their reasons are economic. Wealthy Flanders, whose citizens account for 60% of the population, has been helping out poorer Wallonia for years. But advocates of a united Belgium argue the country's citizens share more than just beer and chocolates. They have a common foreign and fiscal policy. Their country has given birth to international stars, like French-speaking singer Jacques Brel, who came from a Flemish family. And then there is French-speaking Brussels, which lies inside Flanders and is the seat of the European Union. Antonio Misseroli, head of the European Policy Center in Brussels, says talk of a divided Belgium is good news and bad news for the EU.
The good news is, of course, related to the fact that precisely the success of European integration makes it possible to have a country that is a member that splits up, sort of velvet divorce inside the European Union without any major shock for the rest of the Union.
Misseroli says the bad news is that a divided Belgium may fuel autonomous sentiments elsewhere, among the Basques in Spain, for example, or the Corsicans in France. Belgium's crisis has its comic side. Last week, one frustrated citizen posted its country for sale on the internet. And last year, Belgium television aired a fake newscast about the country splitting, which sparked turmoil. In places like the Brussels suburb Hoed-Saint-Genès or Sint-Genesius-sur-Rood in Flemish, Belgium's like 78-year-old Roger Tande, a Flem, are of two minds about a possible split.
Le bon, c'est que chacun tire son plan et gère.
Tandy says if the country divides in two, French and Dutch speakers can pursue their own political programs, and that is good. On the other hand, he says, the two peoples are stronger together. Most Walloons want the country to stay together. Olivier Mangin, head of the leftist francophone Democratic Front Party, doubts it will split.
Je crois que nous allons devoir, du côté francophone, de plus en plus imaginer notre...
Still, Mangin says francophones must be prepared for a possible future without Flanders. If that happens, he says, Walloons will keep what is left of Belgium, including Brussels, as a sort of international capital. But analysts say it is inconceivable the Flemish will ever part with Brussels. They say that may be one reason why Belgium will stay intact. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Brussels.